Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya said, "I shall distribute the prasadam." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that all three servings were meant for distribution. Therefore, he asked for another 2 banana leaves, saying, "Let us have a very little quantity of vegetables and rice." Advaita Acharya said, "Just sit down here on these seats." Catching their hands, the hands of Chaitanya Nittai, he sat them both down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "It is not proper for a sannyasi to eat such a variety of foods. If he does, how can he control his senses?" Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word upakarana indicates a variety of foods, such as dal, vegetables, and other varieties of possible dishes that one can eat very nicely with rice. It is not proper, however, for a sannyasi to eat such palatable dishes. If he did so, he would not be able to control his senses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not encourage sannyasis to eat very palatable dishes, for the whole Vaishnava cult is Vairagya Vidya, as renounced as possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Raghunath Das Goswami not to eat very palatable dishes, wear very nice garments, or talk on mundane subjects. These things are all prohibited for those in the renounced order. A devotee does not accept anything to eat that is not first offered to Krishna. All the rich foods offered to Krishna are given to the grihasthas, the householders. There are many nice things offered to Krishna: garlands, bedsteads, nice ornaments, nice foods, and even nicely prepared pan betel nuts. But a humble Vaishnava, thinking his body material and nasty, does not accept such preparations for himself. He thinks that by accepting such things, he will offend the lotus feet of the Lord. Those who are sahajiyas cannot understand what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant when he asked Advaita Acharya to bring 2 separate leaves and give a small quantity of prasadam to him. Once in Fiji, Prabhupada was saying that sannyasis should minimize their eating and their sleeping. And I was walking on this morning walk also, and I, in a frivolous way, almost said to Prabhupada, "And what about householders?" And Prabhupada's reply was, "Oh, householders, they can eat and sleep 24 hours a day." He was being sarcastic. In any case, text 71, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept the food that had already been served, Advaita Acharya said, "Please give up your concealment. I know what you are, and I know the confidential meaning of your accepting the sannyas order." Advaita Acharya thus requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat and give up juggling words. The Lord replied, "I certainly cannot eat so much food." Advaita Acharya then requested the Lord to simply accept the prasadam without pretense. If he could not eat it all, the balance could be left on the plate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will not be able to eat so much food, and it is not the duty of a sannyasi to leave remnants." Prabhupada's purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 11.18.19, whatever edibles a sannyasi gets from a householder's house, he should take outside near some lake or river, and after offering the food to Vishnu, Brahma, and the sun, 3 divisions, he should eat the entire offering and not leave anything for others to eat. Text 75. In this connection, Advaita Acharya referred to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating at Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical. Advaita Acharya pointed out that at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate 54 times a day, and each time he ate many hundreds of pots of food. Sri Dhotacharya said, the amount of food that three people can eat does not constitute even a morsel for you. In proportion to that, these edibles are not even five morsels of food for you. Dhotacharya continued, by my great fortune, you have just come to my house, to my home. Please do not juggle words. Just begin eating and do not talk. Upon saying this, Dhotacharya supplied water to the two lords so that they could wash their hands. The two lords then sat down and, smiling, began to eat the prasad. Nityananda Prabhu said, I have undergone fasting for 3 days continuously. Today, I had hoped to break my fast. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that the quantity of food was enormous, Nityananda Prabhu, on the contrary, thought it not even a morsel. He had been fasting for 3 days and had greatly hoped to break fast on that day. Indeed, he said, although I am invited to eat by Dhotacharya, today also is a fast. So small a quantity of food will not even fill half my belly. Dhotacharya replied, sir, you are a mendicant traveling on pilgrimage. Sometimes you eat fruits and roots, and sometimes you simply go on fasting. And I am a poor brahmana, and you have come to my home. Please be satisfied with whatever little food you have received, and give up your greedy mentality. Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, whatever I may be, you have invited me. Therefore, you must supply as much as I want to eat. His divine grace, Dhotacharya, after hearing the statement of Nityananda Prabhu, took the opportunity presented by the joking words and spoke to him as follows. Dhotacharya said, you are a rejected Paramhamsa, and you have accepted the renounced order of life just to fill up your belly. I can understand that your business is to give trouble to brahmanas. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is always a difference of opinion between a smarta brahmana and a Vaishnava Goswami. There are even smarter opinions and Vaishnava Goswami opinions available in astrological and astronomical calculations. By calling Nityananda Prabhu a Brahmasta Avaduta, a rejected Paramhansa, a Dhaitacharya Prabhu, in a sense, accepted Nityananda Prabhu as a Paramhamsa. In other words, Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with the rules governing smarta brahmanas. Thus, under the pretense of condemning him, Dhotacharya was actually praising him. In the Avaduta stage, the Paramhamsa stage, which is the supermost stage, one may appear to be Vishayi on the platform of sense gratification, but in actuality, he has nothing to do with sense gratification. At that stage, a person sometimes accepts the symbols and dress of a sannyasi and sometimes does not. Sometimes he dresses like a householder. We should know, however, that these are all joking words between Dhotacharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They are not to be taken as insults. In Kadadaha, sometimes people misunderstand Nityananda Prabhu to belong to the Shakta Sampradaya, whose philosophy is Anta Shakta Bahir Shaiva Sabayam Vaishavo Mata. According to the Shakta Sampradaya, a person called Kolavaduta thinks materially while certainly appearing to be a great devotee of Lord Shiva. When such a person is in an assembly of Vaishnavas, he appears like a Vaishnava. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu did not belong to such a community. Nityananda Prabhu was always a brahmachari of a sannyasi of the Vedic order. Actually, he was a paramhamsa. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu was accepted to be a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. If he is so accepted, Nityananda Prabhu belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya. He did not belong to the Tantrika Sampradaya of Bengal. Continuing, Advaitacharya accused Nityananda Prabhu, saying, "You can eat 10 to 20 manas of rice. I am a poor Brahmana. How can I get so much rice?" A mana, Prabhupada explains in his purport, is a measurement containing about 40 kilos, 10 to 20 manas of rice. "Whatever you have, though it be a palmful of rice, please eat it and get up. Don't show your madness and strew the remnants of food here and there." In this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate and talked with Advaitacharya jokingly. After eating half of each vegetable preparation given to him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abandoned it and went on to the next. As soon as half the vegetables in the pot was finished, Advaitacharya filled it up again. In this way, as the Lord finished half of a preparation, Advaitacharya again and again filled it up. After filling a pot with vegetables, Advaitacharya requested them to eat more, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How much more can I go on eating?" Advaitacharya said, "Please do not give up whatever I have already given you. Now, whatever I am giving, you may eat half and leave half." In this way, by submitting various humble requests, Advaitacharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda eat. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of Advaitacharya. We shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.